Morning. It's good to be in the Lord's house today, and I'm thankful to be able to be here with you. And it's our first time being here, but I want to thank you for the warm welcome that you've given us and your hospitality, and appreciate the good Sunday school lesson. And that's what we need. You know, we just need a Bible perspective on where we are. In the world, in the world stage, and I appreciate the good teaching this morning. I met Brother Ledbetter, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago, and we started planning a fishing trip then, and we still hadn't been. So I hope maybe the Lord will let us do that fishing trip in the millennial rain or something, but we'll get to it one day. But he's been a friend to me. And I appreciate your pastor, and I know you love him and appreciate him too. And it's a blessing to have a pastor that other people want to hear preach. And I know that you appreciate getting to hear him preach every service or most services, but it's a blessing that you've got a pastor that other people want to hear him preach too. And so I appreciate you being willing to share him. I know where I was pastor, and he came preach for us and helped me and our church, and I appreciate him and love him. And so this morning, I'm going to be in the book of Genesis chapter number 29. Genesis chapter number 29. And trust that the Lord would speak to us and help us this morning from the Word of God. Genesis chapter number 29, we'll begin reading in verse number 21. The Bible says, Genesis chapter number 29, verse number 21, "And Jacob said unto Laban, Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass that in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, and he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for an handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said unto Laban, What is this thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve thee with thee for Rachel? Wherefore hast thou beguiled me? Verse number 26 says, And Laban said, It must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. And Jacob did so and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel his daughter to wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel his daughter Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her maid. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. I'll be taking the text for the message this morning from verse number 31 through 35, where the Bible says, And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, now that's a bad place to be, isn't it? The Lord saw that Leah was hated. Hatred is not something that ought to be something that is attributed to our life or our words, our vocabulary, our attitude. To hate somebody, it means to dislike greatly. It means to detest them. And it even implies that the person that you hate is an enemy. And can you imagine living in a home where the husband views his wife not as an helpmeet, but an enemy? He doesn't view his wife as somebody to live with, labor with, love, but views his wife as an enemy. Somebody who's on the other side against him. And he against her. So you talk about having problems in the home. This is a severe problem in this home. Verse 31, and when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore will my husband love me. And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again and bare a son, and she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah and left bearing. Let's pray this morning, and then we'll get into the message. Our Father, as we come to you this morning, we come again in the name above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to thank you for your grace. I want to thank you that your mercies were new again this morning. I want to thank you, Father, for a church, Lord, that you've put here. And Lord, you have, Lord, I'm thankful for real Christians that love Bible preaching and Bible teaching and love to worship and praise and adore the Lord Jesus. And I pray today that you would help us, Lord, from the Word of God. I ask you that you would speak to us. Help us to hear more than the voice of a preacher. Help us to hear the voice of God. I pray you'd fill me with the Holy Ghost. And Father, that you would do the work of preaching through this, your servant. And Lord, we love you and pray for your will to be accomplished. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, would you agree with me this morning that God desires to be worshiped by His people? The Lord desires to be worshiped by His people. As a matter of fact, if you came to church this morning and you came to worship God, you are exactly what God is looking for. Amen. He tells a woman at the well, he says that the Father seeketh such to worship him. And so if you come to church looking to hear good music, you may be disappointed when you leave church. If you go to church and you're looking for a message that is really the best preaching that you've ever heard, you are not disappointed very often, but you could come to church and leave disappointed if you came to hear good preaching. But this morning, if you came to church to worship God, to give glory unto the Lord Jesus Christ, to honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, then you don't have to go home disappointed. Amen. Thank God He is on the throne this morning. And the Lord Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father on high, and He is worthy of being magnified, of being exalted, lifted up, and worshiped and adored by His people. Amen. And so the Lord is looking for somebody to magnify Him. Isaiah 43, verse number 21. The Bible says, this people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 9. The Bible says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen. Has anybody been called out of darkness? Amen. Anybody been brought out of sin and put in the Savior? Well, if you have this morning, then God desires and would be pleased with us that have been called out of darkness into His marvelous light, that we would show forth His praises. Amen. As a matter of fact, He said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. And so God desires and is pleased with the people that magnify his name and exalt his son. Amen. As a matter of fact, God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and of things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And God has exalted him, and so you and I as his people ought to exalt him also. He is worthy of being glorified and magnified and exalted this morning. Amen. And so as his people, we're supposed to show forth the praises of him, our Lord and our Savior. And but it seems unusual to me, though the whole Word of God is full of instruction about his people praising God, it seems unusual to me that the first person that the word praise is mentioned with is Leah. The first time in the Word of God that you find the word praise mentioned is in Leah, Jacob's wife, in her life. The woman that is enduring so much hardship and affliction, the woman that has the problem that she's in is not even her fault. It is really no fault of her own that one day this boy shows up and he's looking for a wife, and his name is Jacob, and he falls in love with Leah's sister Rachel. And he said, I love her so much that I'm willing to labor. I'll work 7 years. I'll do whatever I have to do so that she would be my wife. And so Jacob says, by the way, if we love the Lord like we ought to, it wouldn't be too hard on us to give our life to him and to labor for him as well. Amen. But here's Jacob. He says, I'm going to work, I'm going to labor for this girl named Rachel. And so he served 7 years. And this is an odd wedding ceremony. Now, I've been to more weddings this year than I've been to in my whole life. I don't even like weddings. Amen. I didn't want to go to my own, but I was kind of obligated to go. Amen. But anyways, this is one of the strangest wedding ceremonies or marriages that you could maybe understand. But anyways, so they have this feast, and then at the end of the night, here comes Jacob. He's ready to go into his bride, and so Laban, there Rachel's dad, is a deceiver just like Jacob, and he gives Leah, and he said, I'm going to put my firstborn daughter in there, and he's going to marry her instead of Rachel. And so he goes in, and he the next morning finds out that the one that he has married has not been the one that he loved, but it was the one that he hated. It was Leah. And so is it Leah's fault that her dad has put her in this place? I would say it's not her fault. And is it her fault that that Jacob has the feelings like he does for Rachel, and he loves Rachel but he hates her? That wouldn't be her fault. She's trying to do everything she can to make her home work. She's trying to labor. She's trying to give herself to her husband. She's trying to be a wife to him. And yet nothing that she does seems to change the situation. Amen. Nothing that she does seems to change a circumstance. And so this morning I'm preaching on praise in an unlikely situation. Praise in an unlikely situation. Verse number 29 The Bible says, and Laban gave Rachel unto his daughter Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her maid. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than he loved Leah. And he served with him yet 7 other years. Verse number 31, the Bible says, the Lord saw that Leah was hated. When the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben. So we see that the first son that God gives to Leah is a son that she names Reuben. And I believe you can find in these four sons' names, you can find really the story of a lady that learns to praise God when the whole world says she ought not to. And the first son that she names is Reuben. Now, Reuben's name means behold a son. Behold a son. The Bible says, and that Leah conceived in verse 32 and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore will my husband love me. So the Bible says that Leah was hated, and not only was she hated, but that the Lord saw she was hated. In barren Reuben, here Leah was clinging to the promise that maybe, or clinging to the hope that her husband would love her. Now we've got a son together. Now we've got a child together. And so maybe my husband will love me. Maybe his attitude towards me is going to be better. Because not only was there a child in the picture, but also she's reminded that God had seen what she was going through. That's what she named her son. Behold, a son, Reuben. That is, that God had looked upon her. God had seen what she was going through. God had seen her circumstance. And so God had opened her womb and given her a son. Would you be comforted to know? I know I am this morning. To know that there's a God in heaven that sees what I'm facing. Amen. God has. Now, with everything that's going on in our world, wars and problems between nations and death and turmoil and wickedness and vanity, with everything that God is viewing this morning, I'm glad He has not looked past me. He hasn't looked past what I'm facing, amen, and my individual needs. And there is a God, and He's my God, and He's beholding what's going on in your life, in my life, this morning. Amen. Amen. He's a God that is not limited in what He perceives and what He sees. God, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. Amen. And so God, though nobody in this county may know your name, God in heaven sees you and your affliction and your problem and your turmoil and your circumstance. And God is aware of what you're going through this morning. Amen. And so Leah, she's hated by her husband. Now what an awful home that you could that this would be to live in. Whether Jacob ever said the words, I hate you or not, God saw that Jacob hated Leah. This morning, if you've never spoken of your afflictions to one person, if you've never told anybody what you're going through, our God is aware of what you're facing. Amen. It's not hidden from Him. He knows. And so if you've never, you're battling something, struggling with something, and you've never raised your hand in church and said, pray for me, I'm going through this circumstance, though you may raise your hand, you may say unspoken, or you may never say a word, God knows what is in your heart, and He knows the problem that's in your life. And He's aware this morning. His eyes were on Leah. God beheld. And not only did God see a problem, but God acted on what He saw. He gave her a son because of what He saw. And God can handle your problem and what you're facing this morning based on what He knows you're enduring. Amen. And so here God gives her a son. And he sees what she's going through and gives her Reuben. And then verse number 33, the Bible says, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. You know what the name, now the name Reuben means, behold a son. Do you know what the name Simeon means? It means heard or hearing with acceptance. She said, because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also. Heard, it means to listen, to hear. It means to obey or to give an audience to. To give you an opportunity to speak. Amen. Amen. To give you an opportunity to let your voice be heard. And I could take a trip this afternoon and probably be to Washington, D.C. by morning time. And if I wanted to get an audience with Congress, and I could tell them a few things this morning, amen. But if I tried to get an audience with Congress, even my representative, I may not be able to speak to him. I'll be interfered with, you know, by somebody will run interference, one of his staffers, and they'll say, well, he's not available this morning. And if I tried to go and I tried to speak to the president, then, you know, I'd never even get close to be able to speak to him. Oh, but the God of Leah is able this morning to hear Leah, and God is able to hear her. And if he's able to hear her, then thank God he can hear me. And I've got an audience this morning at the bow of a knee and the brokenness of my heart before the God of heaven. Amen. That he can hear my cry and hear my plea in the closet, going down the road, in a public place, or a privacy of my home. There's a God in heaven who's my God and my King. And thank God he hears when you pray. Amen. He hears us when we pray, don't he? Amen. And so the Bible says in Psalm 116, verse number 1 and verse number 2, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Amen. Not only had God seen what Leah was going through, but also God had heard what she was going through. God sees what you're facing. If nobody else does, and if nobody wants to hear what you have to say, there's a God in heaven that's willing to give his ear, willing to give you an audience that you could call upon his name. Amen. He graciously lent his ear to a hurting, downtrodden lady, somebody who had been beaten up by the circumstance of life. This is no, listen, you know the problems sometimes that we get in? Some problems that I get in, I make those messes myself. But some things come up in our life that we just can't do nothing about. A problem to no fault of our own. There's nothing we could have done to avoid it. Nothing we could have done to stop the problem from happening. It just came, and it's just a part of life, just something you have to go through, something you have to endure, and that's where Leah was. This wasn't her fault, but thank God the thing that came in her life that was not her fault, God was willing to answer her prayer. God was willing to give her an audience, and this morning God will hear you and answer in His time, in His will. You say, well, did God answer Leah's prayer? No doubt she's praying that God would give her the affection of her husband, that God would allow her husband to love her, to now come and have a family, to have a real home, to have something there behind the walls of their house that would be real and genuine and honor God. She cried unto the Lord and He listened. But did God answer Leah? As far as I can tell, Jacob never does fall in love with Leah. But I believe God answered Leah's prayer in His divine wisdom. You see, God didn't change Jacob's heart and make him love his wife. But I believe instead God, instead of putting Jacob in Leah's arms, God put a man-child in Leah's arms. Amen. Instead of God putting Jacob in her arms, she put, now there is no love like the love that a little boy has for his mama. Amen. The little mama's boys. We got one of them back there. And there's no love that can be stronger probably than the love of a little boy to his mama. And so God in His wisdom, God does not change Jacob's heart, but instead God puts Simeon in her arms and she's looking in the eyes of a little boy and his eyes are looking back up her at her and he says she's got somebody that loves her and she can love him back. God answers, but He may not give you how you ask it, but in His wisdom God gave her somebody that would love her for the rest of her life. Amen. When he grew up, he'd take care of her. When he labored, he'd be sure she wasn't overlooked. Simeon, thank God, was given in an answer of God's divine wisdom in her life. Amen. You're praying and you're wanting God to change everything around you. But maybe God in His wisdom is trying to give you something better than what you're asking for. Amen. Amen. And then you find that she had another son. This third son was named Levi. Verse number 34, the Bible says, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me because I've borne him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. Levi's name means joined to. It means adhesion or attached. Levi was a name given to her third son, I believe, because of the hope and desire that she had in her heart. She said, now this time things are going to be different. Now this time things are going to change. I believe that she named Levi by that name because of her faith. She said, now things are going to be different. Now this time, and it means joined to, adhesion. Now he's going to come and be my husband. Now he's going to love me. Now things are going to be changed at home. Now my husband won't be running around with my sister and talking about how lovely she is and how ugly and tender-eyed that I am. He won't be talking about how much that he labored for her, but got me and had to put up with me and provide for me instead. Now this time, by faith, I'm believing that God is going to change everything. She had faith. This time, this third son is going to be different. Maybe Jacob will see how lovely of a woman that Leah is and come and be her companion. This time, things will be different. God had seen the problem. God had heard her prayers. And maybe now the circumstance would wake Jacob up. You know, sometimes when we're going through a problem or circumstance, or whenever we want something bad enough, we'll look for any little positive sign. And we'll grab onto that and we'll say, well, things are going to be different now. We'll grab onto some little glimmer of hope. And we'll say, now everything's going to be different. They called me this time. I've been praying for them. They called me. I've been praying for them and I seen them the other day. God's working things out. And He may be. But the reality was, Jacob was not going to change when Levi was born. Jacob wasn't going to change when Reuben or Simeon was born either. So Leah's glimmer of hope, that little thing she was holding on to, I've got another son now, it's different. But it faded away. Leah's chances of ever having the love of her husband seemed all but lost. I wonder if you're going through something like that this morning. You've been praying about it. You know God sees what you're facing. You've got faith. You're trusting God. You're doing the best you can. Just because we got problems in our life, that don't mean that we don't believe God. That don't mean we're not praying. It's just a part of life to have to endure certain afflictions. And so we're waiting on everything around us to change. We're waiting on God to fix all the circumstances. But really the change that needed to take place was in Leah herself. Amen. Verse number 35. The Bible says, "And she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise the Lord." Amen. "Now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah and left bearing." Judah, the name Judah, it means praised. It means celebrated. Leah arrived at the place where she was going to do what she was supposed to do, regardless of what Jacob was going to do. Leah arrived at the place where she was going to magnify God. She was going to praise God, no matter if her husband still hated her or if her husband would change and love her. She realized that there was somebody. Though Jacob hated her, there was somebody who had loved her all along. Amen. There was somebody who had her affection, and he loved her, and he cherished her, and he would hold her in his arms in the lonely nights when Jacob wasn't around. There was a God in heaven that cast his love and his affection on her, and she loved God, and God loved her, and everything now, her perspective had changed. It wasn't about how bad everything is. It wasn't about how bad everything is. It was about how good God is. Amen. Amen. And we can drag into church and mope around and whine and complain and cry about how bad it is. And if we was to ask for, not prayer requests this morning, but if we was to open up a complaint department, I guess we, you know, raise your hand if you got a complaint this morning. You'd probably be here till at least 3:30. Amen. We could all find something bad that's going on, or something wrong, or how we've been treated, mistreated, or badly treated by somebody that was supposed to be a Christian, supposed to be a godly man, a godly lady. Oh, but this morning, if we would turn our eyes away from around here and get our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, thank God our perspective and attitude would change. Amen. And so she said, now, I've been through Reuben. I've been through heaven, not in a negative sense, but God gave me Reuben. God gave me Simeon. God gave me Levi. She said, but now I am going to praise God. Now I'm going to magnify Him this morning. Now I'm going to exalt the Lord. Now will I praise God. Amen. Would God help us to change our attitude about how bad we got it and start looking unto Him. And if we get our eyes on Christ, we'll see how good that we've had it all along. Amen. Amen. There's nobody in this world that's got it as good as those of us that's been washed in the blood, born of the Spirit, put in the family of God. And if we lost everything that we ever had in this world, we'd still have it as good as it's ever got, because we've got our God. Amen. Hallelujah. God's been too good to us for us to walk around grumbling and complaining and whining. Amen. God has been faithful to us. Amen. Hallelujah this morning. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. God has been faithful to us. Amen. Hallelujah to His name. Amen. Has God been good unto anybody this morning? Surely He has. And when everything in Leah's life was changing and in turmoil, and everything seemed to be crashing in Leah's life, up in heaven everything was calm and steady. Amen. And everything may seem like it's going wrong in your life, but up in heaven, everything's calm and steady. Amen. Our God is faithful. He's seated on the throne. He's been consistently good. His mercies were new again this morning. He's been a gracious God. He's the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Everything in between has been all grace and goodness from our God. Amen. Amen. Y'all about to kill me this morning. Amen. I'm too fat to preach like this. Hallelujah. God's been good to us. Amen. The circumstances in Leah's life did not change. Amen. Her husband had not changed. The way she felt about her sister and the way her sister felt about her had not changed. But the most needed change of all was made. The most needed change, as we're going through these things in life, we're waiting on everybody else to do right. We're waiting on everybody else to do better around us, to treat us better. As if we deserved good treatment. Amen. I don't deserve you to treat me right. It's just God's grace that He's put us in the family of God. Amen. The best group in all that there's ever been. The church of the living God. But we're waiting on everybody else to do better. But the most needed change is not in all them, it's in us. Amen. The needed change is in Leah. Her attitude about what's going on and her attitude about God was what needed to be changed. Her eyes were not on Jacob in verse number 35. Her eyes weren't on Leah, and her eyes weren't even on her sons in verse 35. The good things, the blessing that God had given her,
But the eyes were, her eyes were turned unto God. Wonder this morning what you're facing, what you're going through, the troubles that you're enduring. If you're waiting on them to get better before you become a worshiper. You're waiting to come to church on the day when everything in your life is going right before you praise God. You're waiting in the morning to wake up one morning and everything in your life, everything is just exactly how it's supposed to be, and then you'll worship God. And tell you what, you're never going to have one of those days. Amen. If you're waiting on everything to line up perfect before you become a person of praise or a worshiper, you're never going to praise God. The first time, and you can learn a lot in the Scriptures by finding the first mention of a word. The first time the word praise is mentioned in the Word of God is in Leah's life. Nothing in her life seemed optimistic, but she praised God in heaven. If we could come with a song of invitation this morning. I wonder the circumstances that you're going through, the things that you're facing, you're waiting on them to get better. I wonder if you'd just this morning determine, if those things in my life never get better, I'm still going to magnify God. If nothing in my life changes, what changes is going to be me, because I want to magnify God as He's worthy. If you need some help from the Lord this morning, why don't you come? Let's all stand. If you'd like to talk with Him about some problem, about some issue, maybe you just want to come and magnify His name. You want to worship Him, praise Him because He's worthy. Why don't you do that this morning? If God spoke to you, you need some help, or you just want to talk to Him, why don't you come? That's right. Let the Lord help you today. Turn your eyes away from every person and everything that's going on. All the problems in our world, the problems in our life, and let's turn our eyes back unto Jesus. He's a worthy Savior. He's a worthy God.